All right, so we'll say good morning. Today we begin Perek Ches, B'derech Knias HaZrizus. Remember again, in the last chapter, we're in the past two chapters, speaking about Zrizus, the midah ultimately of living life with zeal. We spoke about that there are two different types of Zrizus. There's pre-actional Zrizus, actional Zrizus, and ultimately, again, the need to take quick advantage of our opportunities. Plus, once I started something, to finish it up quickly. And we spoke about the idea that this is already going back to the beginning of Zrizus, that sometimes the greatest asset of the Yetzirah, not asset, but the greatest strength of the Yetzirah, is not that he gets me to sin, but rather that he goes ahead and gets me to, rather that he gets me busy, so busy that I'm unable to go ahead and finish up with the things that it is that I want to do. So the Ramchal writes the following: Hinei ha'emsoim asher nikna ba'am hazrizos. So the Ramchal writes, these are the means by which one could go ahead and acquire the midah of zrizos. Heim heim osa asher nikra ba'am hazihirus. So the truth is, it's the same steps necessary to go ahead and acquire the midah of zihirus. Remember again, zihirus is what we began with. Zihirus means contemplation, to be a thoughtful individual. See, he says, umadregosehem kimadregosehem, kimosha kasati lamala. And the truth is, the same steps to acquire the midah of zihirus, or the same steps that are necessary to acquire the midah of zrizus. Ki inyanam karov ze lo ze ma'od. Because in reality, Zihirus and Zrizus are very similar to one another. Ve'ein hefresh b'neim elisha zeba asin, ve'zeba lavin. The major distinction between Zrizus and Zihirus, writes the Ramchal, is that whereas Zihirus is much more focused on the avoidance of that which is negative, so Zrizus is much more focused on the performance of that which is positive. Ve'kasher yis'ames itzala adam godol erech hamitzos. And when a person comes to understand the greatness or the great value of mitzvos and his incredible obligation that he has to perform them, person's heart will be awakened to the need to engage in proper avoda, and he will not be lax in his obligations. But again, so that's fine. So far, the Ramchal is telling us, is just refer back to Perek Dalet. So refer back to Perek Dalet, and you'll go ahead and you'll see the Ramchal told us everything you need to acquire the midah of zihirus. To acquire the midah of zihirus. Remember, that was the chapter where the Ramchal spoke about that there are three different ways to acquire the midah, depending on what type of person you are. Right? To the higher level of person, you have to engage in the midah of zihirus in order to be shalim. Others, it was because you want to have maximum schar, you don't want to be jealous of others. That whole process. So that process that we saw in Perek Dalet to acquire the midah of zihirus, that's the same process you have to undergo to acquire the midah of zihirus. However, the amnam mash yuchal hagbir his orus hazeh. But there is another way to go ahead and create or to strengthen a his orus, an awakening to acquire the midah of zrizos. And what is that? Hu haistaklos berov hatovos. That's a desire to go ahead and awaken, or I should say, a contemplation, or looking at the incredible good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with man in every moment and in every hour. So what the Ramchal is saying is that the way to go ahead and awaken within oneself a midah of zrizus is to look at how much good God does for me. How much good God does for me. And to look at all of the incredible niflos, all the wondrous things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for me and with me from the time that I'm born until the time that I die. Because the more that you go out and you look at and you contemplate these things, hine yarbe lahakir la'atzmo, chova rabo el hakel hametiv lo. Because the Bible says, the more you go ahead and you contemplate the good and you think about the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, so the more a person will ultimately, the more you think about the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for you, the more I will feel indebted to go ahead and take care or and do for the God who provides for me. So what's that? The Ramchal is advancing a very simple idea. So what's one of the simple ways to acquire the midah of zrizus? So very simple. If I take the time to think about all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to me, I will say, you know, sometimes our greatest challenge in life is that we become exceptionally fixated on the things that God doesn't do for me, or the things that don't go right, or the things that I'm not happy with. And those things, and sometimes they're very overwhelming things, but those things come to define who and what I am. So the Ramchal says something very interesting. The Ramchal says that sometimes you have to switch your focus a little bit. And yes, everyone has things that are deficient, and everyone has things that are not working well, and everyone has things that are a little bit out of whack. But Lamaise, each of us has so many things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that's good, right? That He takes care of us, that He loves us, that He showers us with blessing. So Ramchal says the goal is to focus on those things. Because if you focus on those things and you begin to think about all of the ways in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in fact there for me and does take care of me, that by definition will engender a sense of zrizus. Then I want to serve Him because out of appreciation, and not just serve Him a little bit, but serve Him with incredible zeal because I'm so incredibly appreciative of all that He has done. Ki hari ho'il ve'ino yochol vaday. So obviously, I can't reciprocate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Meaning God does all this stuff for me. I can't actually reciprocate, but I'll tell you what I can do. So as much as I can't give back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, what I can do is to reciprocate through the performance of His mitzvos. And especially if I do those mitzvos with a sense of zrizos, that reciprocity is even more intense. V'hine ein l'cha adam be'ezen matzav shi matzei. Im ani v'im ashir. So you'll never find a person, whatever state he's in, whether he's poor or whether he's rich, im bari im chola, shelo yira niflos tovos rabos matzar. Well, says a very profound yisod. The Ramchal says, it doesn't matter what your state is in life, whether you're rich, whether you're poor, whether you're healthy, you're sick, if you're contemplative enough, every single person will see the incredible, wondrous, and beautiful things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me in my particular circumstance. But if a person is healthy or a person is wealthy, so then they have to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for their wealth and for their health. Well, so if a person is poor, so what does he have to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You know, somehow even the poor person manages to eke out a living. And what's the proof? The proof is, he's not dying of starvation. So sometimes you have to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that even if I'm struggling with my parnasa, at the end of the day, Baruch Hashem, I get by somehow, some way, this food on the table, I'm able to survive. HaChola, al shemachziko b'kovid chayom makosa. Ve'inamaniach l'rede shachas, the person who's ill, as ill as he or she may be, at the end of the day, every moment that I'm alive, I'm only alive because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has willed it that way. And the Ribon Shalom therefore saves me from my sickness. And also this is true for every state. So the point of Yad Ramchal is making is every single person is somehow, in some way, indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the good that God has visited upon him. And also I want to be clear. It might not be the full measure of good that I want. It might not be the full measure of good that I feel I deserve. It might not be the full measure of good that I feel I need in order to accomplish. That might be true, but lemaisa, it's good. Every single person, if they take a moment to just take a step back and look at their life, they will realize that yes, although there may be many deficiencies and many things that are lacking, there are many incredible brachos as well. He says, and when I begin to look at the good things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to me, it is that recognition of all the fundamental blessing that I've been given that by definition serves as a catalyst not just to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to serve Him with Zrizos. Kol Shekein. Furthermore, im yisbonin hayos kol tuvo talei biado yisbarach. Furthermore, if a person really begins to realize that all of the good that he has in life ultimately comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything that he needs come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lo me'acher, not from anyone else, asher alkein v'adai shlo yis'atzal me'avod avodasi yisbaruch, v'lo yechzar lo mashu muchroch eilav. So we'll say, again, this is a little bit more utilitarian here. If a person realizes that it's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me bracha, but that my bracha is dependent on my relationship with God. So therefore, by definition, that also propels a person to go out and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I will not be deficient in what it is that I really owe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vehin charoa, and you could see, shekalalti po bidvarai, shloshes hamadregos asher chilaktim bizrizos, ki kevar inyanam echad. So the Ramchal says, in reality, you can see that here I've encompassed all three of the different stages, that or different levels that we spoke about again in Zihirus, and I've really brought them into one. V'hadavar halamid mi'inyano, sheshlemi hadas tiyeha ara mitzad achov mitzad erech hamasim v'chashivusam. Now, we'll say again, remember that for the Shlemi Hadas, for those who are complete with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so ultimately they will live life with a sense of Zrizos. Why? Because that sense of Zrizos is motivated through a sense of duty. And the sense of duty is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me so much. God takes care of me in so many incredible ways. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here for me in every moment. Granted, maybe I want more, maybe I need more, maybe I'd like more blessing, maybe I'd like a little bit more difficulty, a little less difficulty, excuse me, right? A little less suffering. That's fine. That's all legitimate things. But lemaise, at the end of the day, I've received so much from Hashem, so much from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, again, by definition, I have an obligation to reciprocate. Again, I can't reciprocate in full, but I can reciprocate at least partially through my mitzvos, and more specifically, through performing my mitzvos with a sense of zrizos. Next, l'pchus mehem, to those of a little bit of a lower level, mitzad ha'olam abo kvodo, shelo tasigeu bush le magmo b'osa tov, sheyachol lahasig v'ibda. But remember again, it's the second level of people, who are the people ultimately a little bit lower, not what we'd call shlemi hadas. So for them, you want them to know that, look, you know, you get in what you put out, excuse me, you get out what you put in. So lemaisa, again, if you work hard in this world, you have a beautiful Gan Eden. But if you don't work hard in this world, then you're not going to have a beautiful Gan Eden. After 120, you're going to see other people that did work hard. You know, we'll say, the greatest pain of death after 120 is a person goes to Olam Haba, and they realized now, after 120, what they could have done with life. Only one small catch, which is what? It's too late to do anything about it. But I'll say, you know, sometimes the most painful moments we have in life is when we realize we missed an opportunity and it's too late. And it's too late. And that pain, you know, at some point in time, we kind of like, we tell ourselves, okay, I have to move on. There's no point in dwelling on this because I can't change it. But Lamai said, that is sometimes the most acute life pain. So Ramchal just says, oh, by the way, if I don't maximize my life in this world and I don't do what I'm supposed to, I have an eternity with that acute pain. It's a very powerful statement. An eternity looking at all those who did maximize their life and their circumstances and are realizing that I did not, and yet I can't do anything about it. Ramchal says, therefore, that serves as a motivation for proper zvizos. He goes on. And for the general masses, mitzad ha'olam hazeh utzrachav. For the general masses, that ultimately, again, ke'inyan shirashi shanamala, for the general masses, that again, this will go ahead and give them a better life in olam hazeh. This will improve their life, meaning not only is it something for olam haba, but a person who lives life with a sense of zrizus ultimately will have a more impactful and more meaningful olam hazeh, which Rabbah said, we know that's true, because lemaisa, again, a person lives life with zrizos in their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by definition, that leads to a zrizos in other areas in life, which could ultimately be very, very beneficial for the just general quality of a person's life in this world. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll let Mirtash and pick up with Perek Tes tomorrow. I don't think that's the shuls. Is there a name in there?
No.
It's not the shuls. Yes, somebody might have left it here. Okay.